You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
But I also think you create your opportunities. You create your opportunity by being in the right spots. We could add a couple more if the ball carried a foot further or something like that. But we had 11 quarterback hits, so a lot of talk about the lack of pressure, but we had 11 quarterback hits and 4 batted balls. Those are passes defended by the D-line and the pass rushers. I mean, that's pretty darn great. So those guys, I thought, had a phenomenal game.
John Harbaugh after the game talking about the defense, a defense that I think bowed up pretty nicely. They got 2 picks. I thought they should have had a third. Ben and I were talking about it in the room. Like, how do you have an accelerated review on that Roquan play? At least have the guy go under the hood to look at it. I'm not 100% convinced he didn't catch that. Alas, they only got 1 sack, but they pressured J.J. McCarthy. They also, I think, and something that I'll get into in the sixth pack, I thought Kyle Hamilton was screwing with his head pretty good. But am I rushing? Am I not? Where am I coming from? Seemed like Zach Gore had himself a pretty nice game plan yesterday.
Yeah, I thought it was more like I had a half dozen guys touching the ball at the line of scrimmage. So Harb's number 13, 4 might
13
be a
pass deflections, according to PFF.
Yeah, but I'm talking at the line of scrimmage.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I mean, look, there are different ways to disrupt the ball in flight. One is to get to the quarterback and take him to the ground before he throws the ball. One way is to force him to throw erroneously because you're close enough to him that it impacts him. And then there's obviously getting to the ball as it's coming out of his hand and then getting to the ball downfield. And the Ravens have had trouble with all of those for the most part this season. And look, do they have an individual who's going to take a game over from a pass rush standpoint? No. Did I think we'd see them blitz with a little more effectiveness, guys from the secondary against a young quarterback like this who's clearly revved up and hyper and you might be able to blow him up? I thought they would, but they caged him in. His legs were not a factor at all, which kind of shocked me that O'Connell didn't have some design stuff for him. Especially as well as they seemed like they were running the ball with Jones.
They had the weird throwback pass.
He had the 26-yard run on the final drive. Beyond that, he did nothing with his legs.
But no, look, I thought they checked a lot of vital boxes as a defense. Hawkinson didn't show up at all. They took away Jefferson.
And
they affected the quarterback around the line of scrimmage. Again, not so much with sacks, but with pressures and tip balls, which is fine. When you're doing that other stuff, then yeah, I'll buy that sacks are overrated. They were stout enough against the run. I mean, again, I think you can give a hat tip to number nine and O'Connell on some of this stuff, but regardless, they came away with two interceptions, which is huge. And one of those interceptions on a 50-50 ball with Jefferson, which is not a great place to be as a corner who's starting to maybe show his age a little bit and look pretty beat up in that game. Good old Marlon. Hamilton impacted the game in a very positive way again. And you had players from the defense show up on special teams and make big plays.
By the way,
so that we had not talked about many of those things after many Ravens games the last few months.
Low key, that might have been as good a game as Travis Jones has ever played also. He was wrecking things at the line of scrimmage yesterday. I haven't seen, like, we've heard the hype about Travis Jones for a while. I haven't seen that.
No.
There were so many guys on this defense that were extremely active yesterday. Heck, the new guy, Draymond Jones, he was getting consistent pressure.
Four pressures.
Had a couple of quarterback hits. Mike Green had three quarterback hits. Back-to-back games in which Malachi Starks got an interception.
How about the Mike Green, the play on the running? The 7-yard loss on the running play?
Loss. Yeah. This defense, it's been night and day from the beginning of the year, where you allowed 37 or more points in four of the first five games. You've allowed 58 points over your last four games. No one scored over 20 points against this defense, and now you're starting to see the takeaways. The two turnovers in the first five games, you got eight in the last four, and that has been such a huge difference, and I know we're focusing on the defense, but three straight games in which the offense doesn't have a giveaway. You win the turnover battle in the NFL, you're going to win a heck of a lot more often than not.
I thought the corners specifically, like, I thought Awuzie played a hell of a game, I thought he got a horse bleep PI call on him. It reminded me a little of the Tre'Davious White one in the playoff game. Like, that's not PI. And Nate Wiggins, if he doesn't fall asleep on that last play, I think he thought the receiver was out of bounds, so he just stopped. And the guy wasn't out of bounds, and he catches the ball in the back of the end zone. But I thought... Jason, they held Addison and Jefferson to 7 catches for 72 yards on 23 targets.
Yeah.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The quarterbacks.
He stinks.
He stinks.
Quarterback's really bad. He's got a long way to go. There's no two ways about it. And again, I don't think they did him any favors with all the false starts, obviously, and with some of the game plan and not letting him play some option football and throw on the run on bootlegs if he does decide to keep it, you know, and not put it in somebody's belly or pull it out of their belly. Let him roll to his right and have just a little quick run, you know, run pass. Oh, RPO looks for him. I get it. You're cutting off half the field, but when he's got the kind of athletes at his disposal, How do you scout the Ravens the last 3 years, going back to even when this defense was dominant under McDonald, and not make a point to get Hockenson, make Hockenson the primary early on seam routes? Like, I really...
I thought he'd be a safety blanket, and he'd like 2 for 8. That was surprising.
And even a lot of targets were in the second half, yeah, when it was just hurry up and chuck it all over mode because they're down 2 scores. Like, a lot of things I think the Vikings will look back on and say, from an offensive standpoint, that wasn't nearly good enough. But again, they went on the road. They created some pressure. They created some turnovers. They didn't give up points. Like, that's, those are huge fundamental pillars for this defense that, okay, it's one thing to do that at home against a scrub team or a struggling team or whatever. It's another to go and do it on the road against a team that had something to play for.
Yes.
And then we're going to find out. Is it Joe Burrow in 3 or 4 weeks? Is it? We'll eventually get there. It's going to take a little while, but we'll get to that portion of the schedule when we'll really find out. Because Jordan Love at Lambeau in December is going to be a whole lot more like the playoffs.
But this is starting to be a decent sample size. You're talking about a month now, and we can go back to the Rams game, and you can say they did a lot of things self-inflicted, but you held them to 17 points. The Bears as well. Miami, who just dropped 30 on the Bills. Like, Zach Orr and the defense, they have a lot of confidence right now, and they're about to play a couple more bad quarterbacks in the next couple weeks.
So leave with this, and Kevin Seifert, who we had on the show, covers the Vikings for ESPN last week. He said this just to point out the McCarthy of it all. His off-target throw percentage by quarter per ESPN research. So in quarter one, 0. Quarter two, 20%. Quarter three, 18.2%. In the fourth quarter, he was 40% off target.
Again, I think they didn't manage the game well for him. They could have run the ball more. They could have attacked the Ravens linebackers more with running backs and tight ends as primaries and in little wheel routes and little quick seam routes. It was pretty bizarre. Both teams have smart people running their offense. I was often befuddled by both offensive play callers yesterday.
Well, speaking of the offense, it's six-pack time coming up next, and it's our six-pack of offensive observations. Ravens win their third in a row, defeat the Vikings 27-19, our six-pack of offensive observations next here on The Fan.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.